Well, thank you for that question. I grew up poor and white in the Bay Area.
Okay.
We moved frequently. I think from a very early age, I had a very deep sense of shame. I will never forget a moment in which, two moments in fact, one in which a teacher held my hand up in front of the class as an example of poor hygiene and told me to go home and tell my mother to wash me. My mom was a single mom. She had three children. She was sick, and she literally couldn't house, feed, or clothe us. So I was dirty. The other moment was visiting a friend of hers, some lady, you know, when you're a kid and you get taken to somebody's house and they have kids, so you're playing. And on the way out, I was the last one out the door, and I overheard one of their children ask her mother, "What's wrong with them?" That was her question. What's wrong with them? And I stopped, you know, riveted, like I wanted to hear. And her mother put her finger to her lips and said, "Shh, they're poor." That was a, you know, revelatory moment. That was a moment when I realized there's something about us that everyone can see that's shameful, but that should not be named.